This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Trump has pointed to Chinese overproduction of steel as one of the major reasons for the tariffs. Take a listen.
I will make a decision that reflects the best interests of the United States, including the need to address overproduction in China and other countries. You have countries that are so overproducing, and what they're doing is they're dumping it on us.
Need to tell you that China only accounts for 2% of U.S. steel imports. It's not even in the top 10 importers of steel in this country. And I think there are a lot of allies of the U.S., especially perhaps Canada and South Korea, who are saying this is going to hurt us, U.S. allies, Canada and South Korea, much more than it's going to hurt China.
So the bigger picture here is that China has tremendous overcapacity in both aluminum and steel. And so what they do is they flood the world market with this product, and that ripples down to our shores and to other countries. And so China is in many ways the root of the problem in both aluminum and steel for all countries of the world. But let's be clear here about what the president is doing. Let's lay this on the table. This is an action basically to protect our national security and economic security. The president was quite clear. We can't have a country that can defend itself and prosper without an aluminum and steel industry.
I have a lot of questions for you about this national security exemption. One of them, of course, you're invoking it. World Trade Organization rules say this action can only be legally imposed using the national security exemption. The Pentagon wrote a memo about the tariff, saying indeed the unfair steel practices do create a national security problem. But the Pentagon also said that the U.S. should use targeted tariffs and avoid angering allies who are needed for other diplomatic national security reasons, such as Canada, such as South Korea. If you are invoking the national security exemption, should you not also be listening to the Pentagon on how to apply these tariffs?
What I love about this president is he listens to all points of view, both within his government and outside. And then he makes the tough decisions. And in this case, he made the decision to go with 25% tariffs on steel, 10% on aluminum across the board with no country exclusions. And that's the way to do it, I believe, because simply that, for example, 10% tariff on aluminum, as soon as you start exempting countries, you have to raise the tariffs on everybody else. As soon as you exempt one country, then you have to exempt another country. And so... It's a slippery slope. So I understand what the Pentagon said. The president understands it very clearly. He heard all sides, and he made a decision.
President Trump has pointed to Chinese overproduction.
Of course, Jake Tapper here talking about tariffs. And again, people can get really wiggy about this because they don't understand the negotiation process. And, it's interesting. When the president is trying to be fair for everybody, by leveling out the playing field, he does this. This is what, chief executive officers do, is they look at how, is it fair for all concerned? See, the problem that you have is you have what is versus how it should be. And what is what has happened over the years. We've needed to do this a long time ago. I even said this as when I was a young man. I said, look, we need to call time out on our government and take a look at all these things. Tariffs is just one aspect, but it's really, you think about it, it's a microcosm of our country and failed policies along the way that just have continued to be ignored, and they just keep growing like this, like this blob. And all of a sudden you get this guy who comes in who goes, what is this? What's this 8,000-pound gorilla in the room that just keeps, absorbing stuff, making it, that makes it unfair for we the people, so let's square this away. And then everybody's in an uproar, oh my goodness, you're going to cause this trade, we're going to, look, people don't want to go to war. They want to do what's fair. He knows that he's calling their question on it, and we're going to square this away. It's going to take some time, but us bickering about it and second guessing what the leader of our country is doing the way this doing, and you might say, oh, well, that's the press's responsibility, but do it with some responsibility, would you? Would you do it with some acumen? That would be helpful. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Hey, just back from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for listening in. Wow, what a week. All the highlights, meeting people face to face. It was crazy, let me tell you. You know, when you're doing, let's bring Megan Marth here in right now in this. Megan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, thank you so much, and welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. Megan Barth, of course, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. I'm telling you, Megan, you know, when you're doing like 10-minute sound bites, we were doing like 16 interviews a day, and the show was in such high demand. You know, everybody wanted to be on it. I mean, even to the point that Jim Caviezel, I think, only spoke to maybe about a half dozen broadcasters there, and he came in and spent, 12 minutes with us, and my goodness, because he's got a new movie coming out, Paul the Apostle, but we spent, and I was surprised that, a little bit, because this is the first time I'd met him, and he spent probably 85% of his time talking about the Passion of the Christ, and that there will be a follow-up. Mel Gibson is directing the follow-up on the resurrection. That's all he could tell me. I had a sense that if he told me any more, he'd have to put me on the cross and scourge me or something. What a gentle man and a gentle spirit, a very kind man. And I just was so impressed with him and so many others there at NRB. It was really, really special. And it kind of gave me a break from the sense that, the politics that we talked about was off the air, not necessarily on the air. And so you get away from it. So, as I came back home and, getting reconnected with everything that's going on, and you look at the Oscars and you go, oh, Lord, have mercy. What craziness.
Well, I'm glad you juxtaposed that, because I was going to do that as well, and I really wish that we had an award show that was centered around family programming and good programming. I mean, we watched, and I didn't, but many people watched the Oscars last night, and I haven't watched it in years, but they gave an award that glorified statutory rape, and they're supposedly...
Yeah, here's the hashtag community, right? The hashtag community is now supporting statutory, but are we surprised?
Well, the supposed Me Too community is awarding statutory rape, much like it gave a standing ovation at one of the Oscars for a pedophile, which would be Roman Polanski, who raped and sodomized a 13-year-old girl. So forgive me if I'm not taking them seriously. And then we also have, of course, 500 armed police and a wall at the Oscars to keep them safe. But our demands of staying armed and protected by the Second Amendment and a wall is met with the scurrilous, insults that people like us, conservatives that want to uphold the Constitution and protect our borders, are xenophobes, bigots, and every other name in the book.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to me, this is much like the whole issue with the NFL, and they're doing things that are just not right. They're not noble. They're certainly not anything, I believe, in a positive nature, redeeming nature, that elevates the value of the American way of life. The Oscars, I haven't seen the numbers yet, the Nielsen ratings, but I got to imagine, Megan, that just by virtue of, what Jimmy Kimmel started off with, I just heard a loud click. I heard people just clicking, one big massive tune out, because... people are tired about hearing this. They're, they need a break, just like you and I were talking about earlier. We need a break from some of the, political rancor, and especially as vicious as it's been. And after everything was said and done, if we were really better off after a year of all this vitriol, I'd say, okay, there's some value. But there's no redemptive value in this. I'm help me if I'm missing something.
Well, there really is no redemptive value or calls for unity when you adopt a social justice platform. Social justice has nothing to do with blind justice. Social justice is born out of a community organizer playbook, which is the Saul Alinsky playbook. Community organizers do not.
Megan, let me stop here for just a second, because what you just said is the whole thrust of this conflict that's happening in our country. But I'm afraid that too many people are not seeing it. They're just going, oh no, come on, Bill, Megan, you guys are going over the top here. You're being extreme in talking about this Marxist idea and stuff. You have Trevor Lawton on, and he's exposing all these Democrats, card-carrying supposedly Democrats that have now become card-carrying, socialists and Marxists. I mean, they are in our government, so these are the enemies within. But then you say, you guys are wearing tinfoil hats. No, this is the force that is now operating very well, thank you, and very powerfully on the beltway of D.C., and they are influencing policy. They are the ones that drove this nation into the ground, and but for evangelicals and people of reasonable mind, this country would have been already to hell in a handbasket. I keep reminding people, I go, imagine if Donald Trump didn't win, if it was a Hillary Clinton administration, and this is what these knuckleheads want. They don't want Donald Trump, so who do you want? You want Hillary? No, it's a split between Hillary and Bernie. Either way, what would America look like after 80 disastrous years of one Barack Obama, and now we really go in the tank, and when we continue to let the country swing to this extreme left, and this is happening, and people are not aware of it, Megan?
Well, I think the country would look like exactly like California, and we look at California, and you always look at California as there goes the rest of the country, and California has been under unilateral progressive control for upwards towards a decade. And what you see is one in five people living in poverty, 58,000 homeless people just in L.A. County alone. Mm-hmm. You see open borders. You see a basically bankrupt pension system called CalPERS. You see universities have free speech zones. This is the incremental destruction or the fundamental transformation of this country, and they do so by attacking the Constitution. That's how you fundamentally transform a country, much like ours. You chip away at each amendment and each Bill of Rights within the Constitution, whether it's free speech protected under the First Amendment, whether it's guns protected under the Second Amendment, whether it's due process protected under the Fourth, and so on and so forth. This perversion of our rights, which is progressive and incremental. The progressives look at the Constitution as a living and breathing document, but not according to everyone's opinion, according to only their opinion.
Exactly. And you better agree with me.
Yeah. About how society should be protected and the role and size of government.
Yeah, and who better to go after than our young children? We control the education system. and we compel them to march according to that progressive drumbeat. If they don't, it will be a very costly proposition to them. And then, after being put into debt, what we have a cumulative debt in excess of $1 trillion, we basically have enslaved the future generation, and we've got to be able to clear their minds up to understand that the Founding Fathers did in fact say, and this is a solid document that we should be celebrating, not obliterating. But, as you say, Megan, there is a rhyme and reason and process that progressives are doing, and they're putting it upon our young people first, and then the rest of us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Those are the days when we could trust your taste implicitly. It's Hollywood, though, that, you know, to Megan Barr's point, is really the microcosm of the whole issue, Megan. You see, because what progressives do is they tell you the very thing you grew up with and that you honored. They get you to dislike that and say, well, why? You know, and Bill Federer was talking about this last week, and he did so brilliantly. So I'm going to try to summarize it Bill Martinez style, certainly not as good as Bill Federer, but you get the idea. And that is that what progressives do is they find out the toothpaste that you are currently brushing your teeth with. And they begin to introduce a negative, a distaste for that toothpaste by saying, oh, Megan, you still brush your teeth with that toothpaste? And so it gets you to wonder, going, what's wrong with my toothpaste? And they go, oh, gosh, you know, everybody's moving to this other toothpaste. It's so much better. You know, even though it may not be true, they will present a false narrative and say, oh, yeah, in fact, the people that are with this new toothpaste, they are reporting less cavities than ever. It's an absolute miracle. So that old toothpaste that you don't want to do that, do you? And so this is what they do. And Hollywood's doing the same thing. Jimmy Kimmel comes in and basically starts talking about, you know, the things of past and history, you know, what women want. And he goes, well, you know, you really don't believe in that, do you? I mean, that was then. Here's now. We're just, you know, so much better. We got this incredible gold statue that, excuse me for saying this, but it is without, he says it's penis free. And it is, in a sense, it's the ideal man, he says. He keeps his hands where you can see them, never says a rude word, and most importantly, no penis at all, he says. He is literally a statue of limitations. And this is the male model that Hollywood is purporting upon we the people. This is all from his opening monologue. No wonder you heard the clicks turn off. And, of course, the numbers are coming in, and it is a disaster, and rightfully so.
Well, thank God. And this kind of proves and gives me a little bit of hope, actually, that not everyone has bought into the Hollywood garbage, that really no one's paying attention. It works really well in their little echo chamber called Hollywood and their echo chambers and, you know, the in New York City and some areas of D.C. But this is exactly why the left lost an election that supposedly they were supposed to win. They win elections in California because of something called Prop 14, which only allows two of the top vote getters to be on the ballot. So a Republican will never be on the ballot in California again. And actually that was proposed by a Republican, Abe Maldonado.
Right.
And passed by Abe Maldonado. But the fact is that the rest of the country, that they fly over in their private jets while lecturing us about global warming as they leave a carbon footprint that we could never leave in our in our middle class lives, they completely ignore. And that's what Hillary Clinton did. She completely ignored the rest of the country, the majority of the country. The left seems like they are in the majority because they have the biggest microphones. They have Hollywood. They have the entertainment industry. They own the news organizations. They have many of the news organizations that just parrot the progressive talking points and create headlines out of the Democrat platform. But when you look at the heart and soul of the country, the hardworking men and women of the country, we actually outnumber them greatly. And that's why we lost the won the Electoral College and Hillary lost the Electoral College, because the Electoral College is representative of the voices that aren't given the microphones.
Well, the thing is the progressives own the emotional side of it, Megan. Conservatives, you know, we're downtoned. We speak reasonably. We don't get that amped up that often. I mean, there are some conservatives that can get emotional, and they probably wonder, going, hey, why am I out here all by myself? You know, where's the parade? And most conservatives are busy doing what they do, you know, providing for their family, working hard. You know, they really don't have time to get in all this bickering and all this emotionalism that takes place. And so people think just because you speak loud that somehow your truth is more meaningful, and you know everybody is this way. I mean, everybody thinks this way, and then you think, you question yourself and go, hey, well, what is wrong with me? You know, what am I missing here? You know, because California goes, you know, especially California, speaking of which, you know, every vote counts, right? As long as it's a vote for them, it counts. And I say for them, for the progressives and Democrats, because, to this day, I still scratch my head and go, you know, I really, you've lost all credibility with me in talking about it, because at one point, California voted in declaring that a marriage was going to be defined as between one man and one woman. 8 million people voted, 8 million votes, okay? And one progressive judge, one gay judge, all by himself, solito lindo, tells 8 million votes and he flushes them down the toilet. They're meaningless. That is reversed. And so then 8 million people are disenfranchised out of the state of California. And then Democrats say, then they come on later on and talk about how every vote counts. No, not so. You guys demonstrated clearly, and you disenfranchised your own citizens of your state, and you basically set the tempo. And that's where, you know, California has been marching. They continue to do so at their own peril, and to the point that you were talking about, you've written about, the homelessness issue, the bankruptcy, the fact that illegals can come in and be protected. You got a mayor in Oakland telling people how they should not open the doors, that they should not cooperate with ICE whatsoever, that they should break the law. I mean, to me, that's treasonous. I mean, she should be subject to be arrested because she is encouraging her constituency to blatantly disrespect and break the law.
Well, and not only did you bring up Prop 8, but another proposition that was defeated by a activist judge, I think, was 176, which was under Pete Wilson, which was going to deny any state benefits for illegal aliens. That passed with a resounding majority, but then it was overturned by a judge, and thereby we see that most of the money is going to the housing, protection, education, welfare, and incarceration of an illegal immigrant community in California, which is the largest community out of any of the 50 states. $36 billion of the California budget per year goes towards the housing and care and incarceration and education and welfare of illegal aliens.
Megan, put into perspective, $36 billion represents how much of California's annual budget?
It's about, I think the percentage is 30%.
I was going to say somewhere between 30-35%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you're accommodating an illegal situation in your own state, and then you wonder why you're bankrupt. I mean, because
wonder why your dams are breaking, like Oroville Dam nearly broke, just a year ago. You wonder why there's potholes, in the 405 freeway that are the size of, small craters on the moon. I mean, I lived in California for 20 years. I escaped 3 years ago. I call myself a California refugee because I was seeing that the return on my high taxes, my quote-unquote investment, was not going to the very places that my taxes were supposed to go to, which were for roads and for security. You have police departments that are skinny, that can't respond in time. And this comes at a time where the Democrats, especially the California Democrats, want to disarm us. This incremental destruction of the Second Amendment has nothing to do just with semi-automatic weapons. It has everything to do with the confiscation, outright confiscation of guns. Look at Parkland. We had 17 students and faculty murdered in a preventable tragedy, quite frankly, because the police were tipped off 39 times. The FBI was tipped off twice. But the Parkland Police Department, the Broward Police Department, sat outside for minutes instead of confronting the shooter.
Yes.
This is not the time we should be disarming citizens. This is the time we should be arming them.
Good point. Megan Barth, more for Megan. She's agreed to stay with us another 10 more minutes on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's the website you go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway were once again on hand to announce the top honor at the Oscars. There was no repeat of last year's blunder when an envelope mix-up resulted in the wrong winner initially being announced.
Growing up in Mexico, I thought this could never happen. It happens.
The biggest names in Hollywood gathered Sunday at the Dolby Theater for the Academy Awards. It was the 90th time the Oscars had been handed out, but the first since the Me Too movement began to roil the movie business. Host Jimmy Kimmel opened the night by acknowledging the industry's sexual harassment scandal.
What's happening all over was long overdue. We can work together to stop sexual harassment in the workplace. If we can do that, women will only have to deal with harassment all the time at every other place they go.
Frances McDormand, who won Best Actress for her role in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, asked that all the women nominees in the room be acknowledged.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight.
Gary Oldman won Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour.
I would like to thank my mother, who is older than the Oscar. She is 99 years young. Next birthday, put the kettle on. I'm bringing Oscar home.
Another highlight of the evening, former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant winning the Oscar for Best Animated Short for Dear Basketball.
Basketball players, we're really supposed to shut up and dribble, but I'm glad we do a little bit more than that.
The film was based on a letter Bryant wrote to announce his retirement. He's the first pro athlete to win an Academy Award. Chris Martinez, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Yeah, shut up and dribble if that's all you can do. If you've got something to add to the proposition and make America great again, hey, come on in, right, Megan Barth?
And again, I forgot that Hollywood, again, gives an award to a rapist. I mean,
yes.
That's who Kobe Bryant was during the season 1 year when he strangled a girl as he was sodomizing her, strangled a girl so viciously that he bruised her neck. I mean, these are the types of men that Hollywood is elevating and giving awards to, much like Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hypocrisy is sickening. You could choke on it.
Well, and obviously, look what happened. The ratings, as I mentioned, they hit a six-year low. The six-year low, according to the box office review, at a six-year low. So,
oh, good. So those are the latest ratings?
Well, I'm still trying to get the exact ratings, but they're saying six-year low.
Excellent.
Oscar-nominated films made only $126.5 million between nomination announcements and Oscar Sunday. So this was a dip in terms of the amount of money they generate. This is... Oscar Sunday has arrived, ending what has been a quieter-than-usual awards box office season. The two best picture nominees with the biggest mainstream success, Get Out and Dunkirk, had already completed their theatrical runs long before other films were released. The combined $364 million comprises 52% of the $694 million in domestic revenue made by this year's best picture field, up by 5.7% from what last year's field made prior to Oscar Sunday. But overall, I'm still trying to get the ratings information here. But they're just not making the money. To your point, Megan, people are wising up and realizing, okay, you know, they're being real selective. Why waste their money? Why go watch a movie, you know, where you see an old man raping a 17-year-old? I mean, especially on the heels of everything. I mean, what lack of sensitivity? What is happening to our culture here?
Well, and I'm glad you bring up culture, because Andrew Breitbart, who died the first of this month 6 years ago, who was my mentor, was a loud conservative, and I think we need more Andrew Breitbarts, more happy warriors. But he said that politics was downstream from culture.
Yes.
And it was a very wise kind of prophetic thing to say, because we've seen this destruction and the purposeful destruction of morality in Hollywood. Everything that Hollywood does is not by accident. It is planned. Whether they're introducing and normalizing transgenderism or bisexuality in Modern Family, or whether they're promoting statutory rape in their movies by trying to say, well, it's okay if an older man has sex with a 17-year-old boy. Well, what about a teacher, a woman, having sex with her high school student? There is really no difference, but they are trying to normalize even pedophilia, okay, as something that should be accepted. This is by design. It is the destruction of all that is traditional, good, and moral. And they need to do that in order to reshape the country into this progressive paradise that they all dream about. Because at the core of many Hollywood elite is this disdain for this country. At the core of many Democrats is the disdain for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we had Barack Obama say that he wanted to fundamentally transform this country.
Exactly.
Well, when you want to fundamentally transform it, it means that you don't like it as it is or as it was.
Right. Yeah, clearly. And that's what's going on here. By the way, on this situation, on the ratings here, I got the Variety information finally. Down 16%
from
a year ago, from last year, 16%.
I mean, this is our own boycott. You know, this is, you know, we don't have, like I said, the megaphones. and the platform. We don't own the networks, and we don't own Hollywood and the news networks and entertainment, but we do own what we watch.
Yes.
And we do own how we spend our money.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollywood is bleeding, and rightfully so.
Well, you know, last week I spoke with Dr. Ted Baer, the CEO, founder of Movie Guide, which he has made it his mission to talk to Hollywood and bring the facts to them and say, look at how much better family movies do in terms of revenue. And it's been an ongoing, you know, positive situation for Dr. Baer because we've got great family movies and they continue to do well. But meanwhile, you know, the elitists all come together and they've got to do this R-rated, you know, stuff. And, you know, to me, it's really some of this borders on porn. You know, some might say soft porn. Porn is porn. I don't know about soft or hard, but, you know, but it's porn nonetheless. And they get away with this and, you know, with some kind of, to me, if anything soft, it's the rating. It's an, you know, they do an R rating on it somehow. I don't know how they justify it, but they make it fit. And but Dr. Ted is out there saying, look at, here is the dollar differential. But they're just saying, hey, dollars be damned. You know, we're going to, you know, we're artists and we're going to go ahead and continue to do this. But at some point, you know, and this is what's happening is America in this culture war is deciding, hey, look, it's we're not playing your game anymore. You know, we're not going to go to your movies. I'm going to make a choice, and I'm going to, you know, I'd much rather, you know, if my family needs to see something, maybe we'll watch an old Andy Griffith, you know, TV show or Lucille Ball or Red Skeleton or something, as opposed to going in and seeing, you know, some older man rape a 17-year-old young man. I mean, how disgusting.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you bring up some of the older shows. Well, like, for example, Leave It to Beaver. Well, what was nice about Leave It to Beaver? Well, they had an intact nuclear family. Well, then Hollywood says, you know what? Single mothers really can just raise a family equally well. So let's do Murphy Brown. And Murphy Brown was one of the first shows I remember that showed, you know, a single woman trying to have it all and do it all without a man. And so this pervasiveness, this messaging, like I said, is very important to normalize everything that is progressive and not traditionally sound.
And let me ask you this. How many single moms lived the Murphy Brown ideal?
Right. Right. Yeah. How many single moms really are pulling in six-figure salaries and can afford the help that, you know, Murphy Brown was portraying on her show? It's not reality.
Yes.
And Hollywood should always be recognized that it is not reality.
Well, they live in an unreal world, so is it any wonder, Megan?
No, they're lecturing us on gun control when they have 500 armed police officers. They're telling us that wanting a wall is xenophobic and bigoted, yet they have a wall around Academy Awards.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Hypocrisy knows no bounds. They should get awards for hypocrisy.
Well, I think we need one big collective laugh here because they are becoming more and more a joke. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. Good stuff. ReaganBabe.com is where you want to go.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and David Teams has jumped in the studio, and I love it. And the reason he jumped because his wife was chasing him. And it's great to have David back with us. We talked, I guess, about a month and a half ago, David, when we talked about your book. Godspeed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think right. So, but now we get to do it face to face, and this is awesome. And a little bit about David's background. Yes, he's an author, but also a musician. And here we are. We're talking about the voices of the Reformation. Well, why this book, David?
Well, my agent wanted me to for one reason. No, October the 31st. 2017 was the official date of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And I did a devotional years ago, 2005, when it was called To Love Is Christ. I did it with Thomas Nelson. Mm-hmm. And so my agent just thought it would be, because I did a book on William Tyndale in 2012, thought it would be just a perfect transition. But to be honest with you, Bill, I didn't really want to do another devotional. One was because there are tons of work. You know, you got 365 micro chapters. And
right.
With this kind of book, being a historical devotional, you have to read very deeply, and it takes a lot of time. Fortunately, because of the books I had done by on William Tyndale and on King James, I've been reading for years on this time period. But another reason too, I felt like I had come off rails spiritually, and I just did not want to write a book as an imposter,
right,
fraud. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about that in here on January 25th. I didn't put it in the front matter, thought it might be a little awkward, but I put it in the January 25th and said these very things, that I felt like I did not want to come off as a fraud, so I didn't want to do this. But I went ahead and decided to do this book, and as I did it, I realized that my struggles to do the book actually gave me the voice that I needed to do the book itself, because there was a large swath of people. Once Luther I always refer to Luther as Martin Luther as the Big Bang of the Reformation.
Yeah, exactly.
There were a lot of people, because of the enchantments of the Middle Ages was starting to break down. There were a lot of people at that time, and this is the time of this book celebrates the first generation of reformers. But there were a lot of people at that time that felt disillusioned. They felt disenchanted because all of those institutions, or the huge institution that they had depended on, with all of its lovely polished Latin that they could not understand, all of its mystical stuff, it was all breaking down, and they felt disillusioned, disenchanted. And that's exactly how I felt as I began to, when I first started, you know, taking this book on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read Luther, if you read Tyndale, if you read John Calvin, John Knox, and the other ones that are in this book, that are featured in this book, you realize, or I finally did, as an aftermath, that reform works in their writing. Their writing, and reform, like the Word of God, is a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to notice that reform was working.
I was going to say, yes, exactly.
And so it was just a beautiful, you can't make that up. Had I gone into this book with my confidence and all my strength and all of, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
But having to come in, like Luther, we have the Big Bang of the Reformation because of Luther's own struggle. He was petrified of God.
Exactly.
In the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a German word for it, Anfechtungen, which is, there's not really an English translation of it. Mm-hmm. But basically, this inner turmoil. He had this bully of an inner monologue that tore him up, particularly when, I mean, he would be in confession for sometimes up to 6 hours.
Wow.
Wearing the priest out. Then he'd be gone for 10 minutes, and he'd come back, and the priest would say, just go do something else.
Yeah, right.
You know, because he was but out of his struggles came the revelations that he had, and came the Big Bang of the Protestant Reformation, which in Luther lives the Lady Liberty, lives the Declaration of Independence, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Luther became the champion of the true champion of liberty, champion of conscience.
Right.
Because the Roman Catholic Church ruled basically with a tyrannical rule of the world. It wasn't church and state,
mm-hmm.
as much as it was church as state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so this book celebrates because of their first generation reformers. There's no established religion at the time, other than Roman Catholic, which they were breaking away from. So they weren't yet tainted or contaminated by religion.
And David, I want people to understand, because you know, I was raised Catholic, and we were taught that Martin Luther was just this evil Protestant, right?
Right.
And when you realize that really he was a devout Catholic,
he really was, and he continued practices,
and he pursued God like you just explained. I mean. Just in a small microcosm. Yeah. But, I mean, this was his intensity and fire toward God, trying to understand
absolutely
who God was. And then when he got a grasp of it, and for me, probably, I think for him, somewhat the same, too. And it was the book of Romans became a deep reality for him.
Well,
and as a Catholic boy, I could relate to that so powerfully. I mean, the book of Romans was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like the new Catholic manifesto that the Catholics missed out on. He didn't.
Right.
And started this incredible movement, mm-hmm. to the point that I'm sitting here going, I know I have a lot of nuns that would be upset with me, but I want to hold the nail at the Wittenberg door.
Sure.
You know?
Well, see, and Luther, his intention at first was not to break away. It wasn't to establish some revolution. It was simply for a debate. I mean, his original document was in Latin. It wasn't for the common man. You know, nobody could really read that except scholars, other theologians. He wanted to establish a debate because of the Roman Curia, the papacy was becoming corrupt.
Yeah. Selling indulgences, all this stuff was going on.
The indulgence set him off.
Right, exactly.
But initially he just wanted debate. And one of the things, now that you mentioned about being a Roman Catholic, one of the things a disclaimer that I always say is that the Roman Catholic Church today is not the same church it was back then.
Right.
Matter of fact, I've seen Roman Catholic articles that kind of reclaim Luther.
Like, yes.
Luther was a good boy. He was a good Catholic.
Right.
Now, he did break away and change those teachings. But that's one of the reasons I'm so drawn. I'm drawn to Luther. You can't help it. He's just this larger-than-life character.
Right.
But I have this powerful affinity for William Tyndale.
Yeah.
Unlike Luther, William Tyndale didn't have a wife. He didn't have kids. He didn't have a prince to protect him or to be connected to. And Luther was kind of reimagining religion, and you know, he was known as the father of congregational singing. I mean, the reason we sing our hymns, Luther started that.
Yeah, basically. Right.
And, but Tyndale didn't have that. Tyndale was single-minded with a translation, and because there was no established church, his non-translation writings deal mainly with the love of Christ, with the Word of God, and with Christian community. The soul of truth, of the true gospel. And that's what I love
about
that.
What three colors? I mean, if you could
have exactly.
three, well, more
exactly.
Bible pillars would you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. And, yeah. and the beauty, and the getting back to where our conversation really started, one of the things that this book does, and in a devotional way, because these guys deserve the devotional voice. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Yeah.
I mean, their words, because of the conditions by which they wrote, their words have never aged. They're very is just potent. They have as much vitality now as they did then. But because American culture, particularly American culture, is in the state that it's in this very moment, I think it's uncanny how the 500th anniversary, and that we're celebrating it at this particular time, because I'm a firm believer that America, but particularly American Christianity, is in dire need
right.
of reformation. Of
Without a doubt.
Reformation.
Well, Charles Finney says it happens when it's most needed, right?
Right.
So we're looking for a combination, reformation, revival, that can really set this culture back on its ear. I mean, I believe America owes it to the people of faith for saving this country. We are enjoying a little bit of what I call a Nineveh pause, you know, like when the prophet went to Nineveh. He didn't want to go there. It took a whale to deliver him, but God will get you there. He'll get
right.
the prophet's voice there one way
you,
or another.
By saying that, do you feel like the prophet has arrived, or we are waiting him?
No, the prophet has arrived. The word of God is out there. It's looking for its mate, right?
Right.
So that we can...
Well, that's what I meant.
Right.
I'm not sure that they're actually prophetic voice, other than what you hear with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the real big bang mm-hmm. is. I think we're realizing the need for it. But like, you know, Jonah, like I didn't want to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah's struggle gave him the right voice to do what he did.
Right.
But I know a Jonah, or I suspect that a Jonah is there and is coming. But I'm wondering if we're ready to listen just yet. You know, I think a lot of evangelicals are taking this fondness for they politicized their faith.
Yes.
And we're kind of looking at that like, well, that is a good thing. And I'm not so sure it is. And I don't want to sound political, but one of the things that William Tyndale, particularly in his non-translation writings, he kind of encourages a Christ-like indifference to politics.
Yes.
Like, whose inscription is this? Caesar's? Well, give Caesar what's his.
Right.
Give me what's mine.
Right.
Because I think in Tyndale I've detected that politics, just like religion, or just like Christianity or any faith, is faith-based.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's like a candidate does something, or an office holder does something. You can believe they do something or not. But you don't know. You know, mm-hmm. there's not a certainty there, so you have to invest faith in that particular thing.
Exactly. Sometimes it does come down to that.
Yeah.
David, you know, we've just opened up a chapter that you and I need to discuss.
Right.
That's going to bring us back.
See,
because,
I've always tried to avoid that because it's
a
sticky sometimes.
Yeah, but the deal, and all, you see, we are called to impact the culture, which would impact politics,
right.
But are we in our rightful position? Are we sitting in the rightful place that God has placed us in?
Right.
But I'm like you. I'm waiting for that voice. I mean, we just had a voice pass away.
Sure.
But even in his passing, his voice carries through.
Sure.
But I agree with you. I believe that there's a voice yet to be heard that's going to break through the clutter and all the fake news and all that stuff.
I think the word for me, and this is what I love about, particularly William Tyndale.
We got about 10 seconds left here. Okay, so go ahead.
This is genuineness, his authenticity.
There it is.
And I think that's what's going to be demanded. We're always looking for the big superstar, but I don't think the Jonah we're looking for is going to be the superstar. I think he's going to be a very humble
mm-hmm.
presence. I don't want to say one particular person, but a presence.
David Teams, I'm Bill Martinez Live. David, God bless. Thank you so much
Thank
for being with
so
us.
Thank you so much.
To be continued.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.